Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Frank Rush here for another Focus on Community. Jenny Hamilton with the Wabash County Fairgrounds joins us today. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. So, well, the fairgrounds is still there.
It's still there.
We've had the same problems as everybody else has had all around the country. Live outdoor events, indoor, outdoor, whatever. Things just aren't happening. The fair, yeah. We kind of had a quasi maybe kind of ordeal
type situation.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been kind of a hassle, but you guys are still, what a lot of people are doing, trying to get something going again for us to do. And now as we slowly kind of work our way out from underneath the cloud known as the pandemic, you guys have something really big planned coming up here in just a week.
Yeah. So, you know, as we're moving forward, trying to plan things, you know, to be outdoors and things that are family friendly, we decided to do a monster truck show. So the Full Throttle gang from Rushville, Indiana came and saw the facility and they said, you know, this is perfect because you guys have ample room to be able to spread out and people can, you know, literally be, we can have 7,000 people on that property and you'd never be able to touch the next person. So, you know, it's a great place to be able to do anything outdoors.
So talk a little bit about what kind of constraints are you under to plan an event like this?
We've been in constant communication with the health department. We have to submit plans like for the races or any kind of big event like this that people are coming. So, you know, basically just ensuring that people are wearing masks, that we have ample room for everybody to be able to social distance properly, which is 6 feet or whatever. And, you know, obviously we have the grandstands that are covered. We have the outdoor grandstands. We have the infield. So just making sure that we have plenty of hand sanitizing stations. We have 3 or 4 restrooms on the property. So there's plenty of places to be able to go and wash your hands and make sure that, you know, we're following all the guidelines put before us.
And you've got a lot to follow. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. I mean, it's just the time. But, you know, thankfully, because of the facility we have, it's easier to be able for us to do. We've had a lot of people come to us, you know, and want to have events because, you know, we have so much room to spread out.
Right. And you mentioned before you've already had, a couple of races down there on the dirt track.
Yeah, we've had a few races. We have our final races this Friday. The USAC, I think it starts at 7. I think usually the hot laps and stuff start at around 6 or something. But yeah, and we had Hobnob last weekend, which was great. I mean, it was indoors, outdoors. There was plenty of room. I mean, it was just a fantastic event. Everybody wore a mask. It was perfect.
And you guys are still, like you said, lots of folks are contacting you. So if somebody wants to have an event, they can still get a hold of you. And you guys will help them kind of work through, jump through all the hoops that need to happen to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. We kind of at this point know what to expect with the health departments and the guidelines that have to be followed. So that's, you know, that's kind of a new thing that you've had to learn and, you know, I guess put out there for everybody, you know, so we've learned a lot in the last 6 months of what the do's and the don'ts are.
It used to be all you had to worry about was selling tickets.
Yeah. Now it's a whole new ball game.
Yeah. So talk about Full Throttle at the fairgrounds. This is what, a monster truck show, right?
It is. So it's going to be September 26th. Pits open at 5:00. So from 5 to 6 is the pit party. It is, that portion is free. Tickets are $16 for adults, $13 for kids. $1 of the proceeds go to Katie's Kids, which is a great little organization here in Terre Haute that provides, you know, she did backpacks for kids going back to school. She's hoping to be able to provide a good Christmas for like 100 families this, you know, coming into the holiday seasons. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have the ride truck there. We're going to have food vendors there. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool. So, of course, now, is there a limit on how many people? I mean, I suppose there is if you get like 50,000 people that show up.
But... Right. So at this point, I think there's still enough people that aren't really comfortable coming out. We haven't had to worry about putting limitations on. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, when you do the figures and the math on how many people you can actually have on that property, it's 7,000, like... Even with people, we narrowed it down by a third and we could still have 7,000 people on the property, you know, and still be safely social distancing because we have 130 acres.
Yeah.
So there's so much room, you know, and with opening the pit or the infield, that just, you know, that opens up a whole new ballgame because you can literally bring a lawn chair and go and sit and enjoy the show not have to talk to your neighbor or see your neighbor or touch your neighbor. So that makes it a great, great thing for us.
Depending upon who your neighbor is, that might be appealing. You know? Yes. You don't have to mess with them, or maybe at least wave at them from a distance anyway. Yeah. So are there other events that you guys are trying to do before? I mean, obviously we're getting into the fall.
Yeah.
It's going to start to cool off.
Yeah, we're hoping to do something closer to Halloween, you know, do a drive-through Halloween haunted house type thing. We're kind of in the works and talking to some people about that. We're also hoping to do a demo derby October 17th. That's kind of in the works, depending on weather, of course. And so there's a few things like that that are, you know, that are kind of behind the scenes right now, not being announced, but that are, they're there. So, you know, hopefully as long as things stay the same, we're going to continue to just plan. And, you know, like I said, we have the perfect facility because there's so much room that, you know, it's not even a thing to spread out and have a good time without having to worry about.
One of the things, too, I want to make sure to give a mention to, the Monster Truck Show. You guys have a title sponsor for this. It's helping out quite a bit.
Yeah, Larry Lambert with Lambert's Towing has been a huge sponsor for us over the years, not just this, but throughout a lot of our events. But he's stepped up and believes in what this is for the community and for family fun. And so we really appreciate him, you know, coming on board and helping us.
One of the things that I know people... We've talked about this for years and years and years and years and years, and a lot of folks, for some reason, can't quite seem to always remember that you guys are not a government agency. You're not part of the county. I mean, it's the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds, not the Vigo County Fairgrounds, and there's a reason for that distinction.
Yeah. So a lot of county fairgrounds in the state of Indiana are county owned. A lot of the properties, you know, there's only two or three actually in the state that are privately owned.
And this is one of them.
Yes. And we are actually owned by an association. So the association then has an executive board that kind of makes all the decisions and everything, but we are technically privately owned. So it is a nonprofit. So while people think, oh, you get government money, da 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 da, that's not the case. Any money that we generate basically goes to pay bills. No one besides the paid employees benefits from our fairgrounds. It's simply that we house the 4-H. Which is a great thing. And that's kind of the purpose behind it, you know, behind keeping the fairgrounds in good shape is, and why we work so hard to provide events, because then that's how we make our money to maintain the 4-H buildings and so on and so forth. So, but yes, we are privately owned. It is not owned by any government or county officials or anything.
And that's why, you're not getting a government handout, which is why when you do events like this, sponsorships are very important.
It's very important. And we've always been super lucky to have great community support. It's astounding that, you know, once you learn about the property and you learn what we do as far as housing the 4-H and, you know, and it is a public place. We love for people to come and enjoy the fairgrounds. It's a beautiful facility. We do rentals. The buildings are all rentable. So you can come and have weddings, birthday parties, you know, lots of different things down there. We have lots of people. There's actually a little loop that's exactly 1 mile. We have a lot of people that come down and just walk that loop. So there's just, and the track is just historic. I mean, there's very few dirt tracks left in Indiana that have the significance that ours has. So it's something that I'm very proud of. I think our board's very proud of. And once you come down to the fairgrounds, you'll see that there's just something to be said for having this in our community.
There's a lot of history there. That's
lots
for sure. I can't remember when they actually started doing events down there.
Yeah. I mean, they had originally, the original fairgrounds was at Memorial Stadium.
Right.
And that was back in the 40s. So then a group of four, I think, farmers, businessmen had bought the property down there where it is currently housed. And that's when they moved the 4-H down there. And then it was probably, I would say, late 50s is when the track was built. Of course, Don Smith was a huge supporter of the track. And you know, we've had numerous famous people race on the track down there and been there. And they still come. You just don't know it because they may hide up in the grandstands. But we still have lots of people that show up that are in the racing family now that are very famous. And they enjoy the track. And, you know, it's hopefully we'll have it here for years to come for everybody to enjoy.
I'm assuming you guys are already kind of trying to work and maybe plan for next year's county fair. Maybe.
Oh yeah. Yeah. gosh, you know, the thing that with county fairs, especially one of our size, is that you start planning the day after the fair is over. And this year has been so crazy because literally we put so much time and money and effort into planning 2020s. That it was a letdown. I mean, it was hard. I said the decisions that had to be made were not easy. You know, people wanted to, have their opinions about it, and that's okay. That's what, you know, that's why we're American and we can do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we had to make the decisions that were best based on the community and the safety of the community. And we had a great 3-day event. So we're, you know, that was super successful. We had a great weekend. The 4-H were able to come in and show their livestock. It was a closed event, so you couldn't, the public wasn't welcome to come in.
Yeah.
But man, I sure hope 2021 is going to be just, we're going to blow it out of the water, you know, with
and
events.
What a lot of people don't realize too, and I know this came into play for the, even the 3-day event you had this year. We've talked about this year, there was no Midway.
No.
Couldn't have had one if you wanted one, because the Midway company, they basically, these folks don't make money off just coming to one county
right.
fair, which they're based out of what? Kentucky, Tennessee,
Georgia,
Florida,
yeah,
someplace.
They're based out of like Georgia. And, yeah. you know, basically once they start in the spring, like April, May, or March or April, they don't leave and go home until September.
Yeah.
So as you know, we've been with Drew Exposition for 50 years. And, you know, it was just as hard for him to make this decision as it was for anybody. And at the end of the day, you know, when you had a dozen county fairs canceling on you, you know, he didn't have a lot of choice. And our loyalty was to him. And we could have, you know, possibly got somebody else in there. But they've just been so wonderful to work with. And our longstanding relationship meant something to us. And so we decided just to, you know, in the safety of the community as well.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a carnival that's traveling and things like that, it's just one of those things. Was it the responsible thing to do? Is it not? You know, there were so many factors that played into, you know, the decisions that we had to make this year that there's no right or wrong answers at this point. If you have the right answer, you let me know.
And that's one of the things I don't think a lot of people probably realize as to what goes into actually operating the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds is that it's really not you guys just running the show. It's really you working in partnership with many other professional vendors.
Yeah, vendors, the health department this year. Of course, we've never had to worry about the health department other than the food side of things. You know, so
they come in, they make sure that
department.
The elephant ears are all clean and good, and it's and the corn dogs are healthy, and other than that, we're good.
yeah, it really is. It's a very complex thing, and when you're housing an event that lasts 7 to 8 days that bring in, you know, 50 to 75,000 people, it's something that's not just overnight. It's not something that, you know, you just make a decision on a whim. It's something that's very well thought out, and we are already discussing moving forward and how we're going to go into 2021. Right now, it's just difficult because we don't know.
Yeah.
We still don't know. I mean, back in May, I tell everybody, I'm like, man, you know, September, you know, things are going to be better. And I said, here we are, September, still wearing masks, still following mandates, you know, from the governor. And I said, so, you know, are we going to continue this? We don't know. So we're kind of trying to just hold off a little bit longer. But I really believe that 2021 will be a great year for everyone, the 4-H'ers. You know, we all work together and be kind. You know, that's the one thing I said, you know, we've had a lot of ridicule, for the decisions that we've made. But, you know, I think bottom line is, you know, just be kind, you know, and understand that we're all in this together. We're all trying to work through these events and be able to have things that are safe for the community. That's our number one priority, is being able to have things that are safe for the community.
Well, the Facebook intellectual crowd needs to remember that you guys have a job to do, that a lot of times they don't have all the details.
No,
so.
Nope. And I've learned you just got to have big shoulders with this job. So.
Well, I tell you what, the Full Throttle Monster Truck Show, it's coming up the 26th,
mm-hmm.
and this is a big deal. And really, like I said, you've got plenty of space down there. This is going to be a good show.
It's going to be fun. We've got some great trucks coming. I think there's going to be 6 monster trucks, which is that's a pretty good number.
Yeah.
They're going to have cars to jump over, vans, SUVs. They're going to have jumps, like dirt jumps. And so, and there again, the ride truck is going to be there. They're going to have the pit party, so you can go meet the drivers from 5 to 6 for free. It doesn't cost any extra. I think kids 6 and under are free. We have a family pack for $65, which is great. That's a pre-sale type situation. So you can bring your family and it be a little bit more, you know, cost effective. You know, we know it's an expensive thing. And
get all the tickets on site that night?
Yep, you can go to VigoFair.com. You can go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And we're revamping our website. So you can go to our Facebook page, Vigo County Fair, and get all the information there. It's on Purple Pass. So you go through and that's how you buy your tickets. Or there again, tickets will be available at the door. So you don't have to buy them in advance. Cause I know it's a little scary right now. you know, not knowing if things are going to be canceled.
And
or,
on site, is it cash only, cash, credit card? How's it work on
typically
site?
Typically, it's cash, but we do do cash and card. So just no checks typically. But yeah, you can do cash or card.
Well, that's the main thing, because everybody's worried about getting change and all this kind of stuff nowadays. Basically, they can come in with their Visa, MasterCard, and even on site, and it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Debit cards are a way of life.
Boy, isn't it?
Unfortunately.
Don't you wish you owned Visa?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Think of the money you'd make for that. Okay. Yeah. So again, 26, it's the Full Throttle Monster Truck Show, and everything starts at what time?
7 o'clock is the show time. 5 to 6 is the pit party.
All right. And lots of other things coming in 2021 for the
fairgrounds. Yeah, just stay tuned. We're gonna blow it out of the water. 2020 was kind of a bust, but we're going to make sure 2021 is going to be a great year for everyone.
Back up and try again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jenny Hamilton with the Wabash Valley Fairgrounds. Thank you for being with us today. And that's this week's show. If you missed any part of it, want to hear some more, drop by our webpage. It's there as a podcast. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.